Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, Yud Gimel Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Beis. Masechta Trumos, Perek Shvi'i, Mishnah Aleph. We learned in the previous parak about a person who eats Truma by accident and how they have to pay both the Keren and the Chomish. We're going to talk in our Mishnah about someone who eats Truma on purpose, B'mezid. Ha'oichel Truma B'mezid, a person who eats Truma purposely, but he wasn't warned. He wasn't warned by witnesses. Mashal Masa Keren, he will pay the principal amount for the amount that he caused a loss to the coin. Ve'ena Mashal Masa Chomish, he doesn't pay the extra penalty of the Chomish. The Chomish is only for someone who eats Truma B'shoigek. Or the Rambam explains that when he does it on purpose, his sin can't be atoned for with the Chomish. The Chomish acts like a form of a carbonus, a kapara. If he did it on purpose, he doesn't deserve to even have that kapara. Hatashlumin cholin, continues the Mishnah, the payment that a person makes when he eats truma bag, if he ate truma bag on mezid, will not have the din of truma. It is absolutely cholin. It's only when they pay for eating truma b'shogeg that the Torah calls it kodesh, as the Torah says, v'nos lakunes ha-kodesh. But payment for eating truma b'mezid is pure chulin, just pure money compensation. For that reason, im rotza ha-kohen limchol, if the kohen wants to forego the payment, and he says, ich bin moichel, he's allowed to forgive it, which is in contrast to payment in a case of eating b'shoigeg. There the kohen has no right to be moichel it, because it's not a monetary compensation so much as a giving of kodesh, which the Torah says, a kohen can't be moichel that. Mishnah Beis. Bas kohen shenisis liYisrael v'achakach ochel truma. A case of a daughter of a kohen. She got married to Yisrael. Now once she gets married to Yisrael, she's not allowed to eat truma anymore. But she did. She went and made truma. What does she have to pay? Mishalemes, and we're talking here about when it was done by accident. Mishalemes es hakeren. She will pay the principal amount, like anyone who steals from his friend. But eino mishalemes es hachemish, but she will not pay the penalty of the chomish. Why? Because she's a bas kohen. And when the Torah talks about paying the penalty, it mentions v'chol zor lo yochal bo, zor, a foreigner, a non-kohen, cannot eat it. When a person eats it by accident, he shall add the chamishis. This excludes a daughter of a kohen who got married to Yisrael. Whilst she's now married to Yisrael and she can't eat truma, she's not a zora l'truma. You can't call her a total foreigner to a truma. There is, after all, the potential that she could one day return back to the father's house and be mutter to eat truma. For example, if she was divorced from her husband or widowed and she had no children from her husband, she could go back to her father's house and eat truma. So for this reason, although she's not allowed to eat truma, if she did, she wouldn't pay the chomesh, the fifth. She's not a zora. She's not considered foreign. And the method of death, if she was unfaithful to her husband, will be sreifa. That's a case where the Torah talks about a daughter of a kohen who got married and then committed adultery. So she will have to, if she was warned and there was witnesses, etc., she will be killed by sreifa. The Beis Din will execute her by sreifa. But even though she's married to a Yisrael, that doesn't change her status as being a Basish Kohen. She's still a Basish Kohen. And therefore, whether she's married to a Kohen or a Yisrael, she'll be subject to the law of Sreifa. Niseis la'achad mikol ha'psulin. If, however, she got married to someone who she's not allowed to get married, she got married to someone who was posel for kahuna, like a chalol or a mamzer, and that makes her, in turn, a chalola, and she would be osur to eat truma, or to ever marry a kohen. What happens when she eats truma b'shogeg? Well, then, says Rab Meir, then the din is different. Mishamlem as keren v'chemish. She will pay the keren and a chemish and a fifth, the penalty, because she is then called a zara. She's called someone foreign, as far as kohen is concerned, as far as truma is concerned. And if she committed adultery, she will not get the execution by sreifa like the din of a normal bas kohen. But by chenek, she'll get which is normal, the normal punishment. That literally means choking. That's the normal mode of death for a Jewish woman, a Yisraelis, not a Kohen Bas Kohen, who was married and committed adultery. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who holds that once the daughter of a Kohen has become profaned as a Chalola by marrying a Cholol or a Mamzer, she's now totally Zora. She's called totally foreign. And therefore, she will have to pay the Chomesh if she eats it b'shogeg and the Karen, and her death is Bechanek if she committed adultery. Rabbi Meir looks at the Pasuk, Ubas Ish Kohen Kisecha Liznois, and he reads it in the following way: a daughter of a Ish Kohen, a girl who can one day return back to her father's house, such a girl will be subject to the law of Sreifa if she commits adultery while she's married. However, a girl or a woman who can never come back to her father's house to eat truma, etc., because she's a chalala, such a woman who commits adultery will not get killed by Sreifa. The Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim argue, and they say, Zoi v'zoi, both the case of a Bas Kohen who was married to Yisrael, or a Bas Kohen who was married to a posel person like a Cholol or a Mamzer, in all cases, Meshalmes is a Keren, the Einon Meshalmes is a Chomesh. They will never pay that penalty of the Chomesh. Why? Because she's only, the Chacham hold, what type of a woman is called a Zora, is called a foreign, and a foreign to Kahuna, that's one who was a Zora from the beginning of her life till the end. But not such a woman, a Bas Kohen, even though now she may have married and become a Chalala, but she has a history of being able to eat truma when she ate truma in her father's house. So you can't call, the Torah wouldn't call such a woman a Zora, a completely alien or foreign to truma. And therefore, she too will not pay the chomesh, because the Torah says only a Zor will eat the truma will pay the kodesh, and they will pay the chomesh. Umi Sason Bisrefa. Similarly, also, as far as the law of adultery, a Bas Kohen, the Chachamim will say that any Bas Kohen will get Sreifa, regardless of what they're of the fact that they're Chalala or not Chalala. If they committed adultery while they're married, as long as they're a Bas Kohen, they're subject to the law of Sreifa, as the Torah says, Ubas Ish Kohen.